This is Hannah.
This is Rachel.
And this is
What I'd Like to Tell People.
Hey everyone, it's Rachel here, obviously. Hannah is, of course, taking a little break, which I'm really excited to see what new endeavors she has in store for her. And she is here with us, like, in spirit, and I know she's going to be listening to this, so I got to make her proud because she's my partner in crime, and I honestly wouldn't have been able to do this without her. So, moving along, my week, because no one has asked about it, my week has been okay. I am redoing my whole room to make a studio. So I will be doing a lot of paintings, and we're picking out some paint color. I have to move back home for a little bit because I just did it. And I'm really excited to see how everything is going to come together. Maybe I'll post photos. Who knows? Life is just a little bit nutty right now, and I'm pretty excited to see what it has in store. So, yeah, let us move along. So, we have a great episode with my friend Dimple. And who actually knows Flower Bomb? So that's what's really, really funny. Small world. And she is going to talk about what it is like to be a dietitian. And she's going to give nutrition tips. I really find this episode very informative, especially because I didn't really know how many different types of dietitians there were. So I am quite excited for you guys to listen to it. Enjoy.
Oh, is that a new shirt?
Oh, you noticed my new white shirt?
Of course I noticed it right away.
It came in the mail today. I couldn't wait to put it on for today's show.
And hopefully our listeners know that you can not only order white, but black, pink, and blue t-shirts on our website, www.whatidliketotellpeople.com.
They can even receive 15% off by using our listener code, Telling People, found in our episode notes.
So make sure before going back to our show that you order your merch now.
Hello, everyone. We are here with my good friend, Dimple. Hey, Dimple.
Hey.
So tell us what your subject is going to be today.
So I'm a registered dietitian, and today I will be talking about nutrition and health.
Tell me, before we even get into that, how did you actually, want to study that? Maybe the history of how you came to be?
Yeah, so I've always been interested in health, fitness, wellness. In high school and college, I ran cross country and track, and I could really see how the way I ate affected my performance. And kind of going into the field of study of health, I kind of noticed how, sometimes a lot of people get caught up in pharmaceuticals to improve their health. And I thought, well, how about taking more of a food and lifestyle-based approach to help prevent acute and chronic diseases and help with weight management and help with just overall health and wellness?
I noticed that a lot too with I used to do weight training. So a lot of the time with that back then, when I noticed that I got a little too thin because you had to like show your muscles a certain way. And so I always was like, it would be good to actually have someone who knows what they're talking about. And you're not just looking up things online to look a certain way, but you're actually doing it in a health conscious way where it's a lifestyle change. So how long did it take you to like study going into did you get a master's degree? Where did you exactly start after high school?
Yeah, so to become a registered dietitian, you pretty much have to do a 4-year undergraduate degree that is has certain classes that are kind of within the curriculum to be certified for the registered dietitian, because you have to take those classes in order to be able to sit for the Commission on Dietetic Registration exam. And also prior to that, I did get a master's degree as well. And also another requirement to be able to sit to be eligible for the exam is a 9 to 12 month internship. So really? I did that as well. So the internship encompasses clinical dietetics, which can be inpatient and outpatient in a hospital, community-based dietetics, and then also a rotation doing some food service management.
And are there specific studies within the nutrition, dietitian world that you would study more of? I know that sounds kind of silly, yeah. But I know there's specific ones.
Yeah, of course. So there's also special certifications and specialties to get as a dietitian. But my specific field of practice is mostly geriatrics right now. But I've had past roles doing more weight management because I also have a personal trainer certification.
Oh, wow.
There's a lot of different specific fields of studies that dietitians specialize in. There's sports nutrition, eating disorders, diabetes management, tube feeding and nutrition support management. So there's a birth of almost anything you can think of health related. There are specific dietitians that specialize in those things.
And I'm glad we are also talking about those subjects too, because you know there's so much stigma in like how we say dietitian sometimes, because not everyone actually knows that there's so many different routes as you just named. It's not just like, oh, you gotta stay like eat a certain way or eat like have the diet as you were saying and all. So I think it's wonderful that you expanded on that, because not everyone would actually know that there's so many different routes, just like with diseases like that we learn about. So I think that's wonderful that you found your way that way. So what made you say, you said you were doing weight management at one point, and now you're doing what was the
term? Geriatrics. So I mainly work with older adults. Yeah.
Wow. What made you move from diets to older adults, because that's really wonderful and a big different step, actually.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think in kind of working with geriatrics, there's a birth of different disease states I actually work with. So I do a lot of diabetes management. I do a lot of, we have a dialysis center on site, so I do renal diets for people with advanced kidney disease. There is still weight management, like some older adults do want to lose weight.
Right.
And there are also a lot of older adults that actually have like less of an appetite, or due to chronic disease, they are actually malnourished and they've lost a lot of weight. So our goal is to help them get their weight back up. There is nutrition support involved. A lot of them might have advanced diseases and be on tube feeding. So I kind of like my job in that I work with a variety of disease states, and I really hone in a variety of different skills in using nutrition therapy. And I feel like it's even translatable to working with other age groups, which might have similar diseases or similar nutrition needs.
I would definitely say, of course, that's so true, because with my autoimmune disease, a lot of people would expect it to be in elderly people, and it actually probably would benefit me to actually talk to you more about that. But it's true, like with a lot of people with autoimmune diseases and any of those, it's just crazy to see how like even just changing your diet just slightly and having that push can actually help maybe strengthen your body and even help heal it even more. Because I know for me, an inflammation foods, it's very important to choose foods that would actually help you. So I think that's really great that a lot of it goes hand in hand too, and that you're helping, especially weight management. My grandmother had dementia, and that was very, very hard for to keep weight on elderly. It's very hard. She was 83. I'm just glad we have people like you that are doing that, because it was hard to keep weight on her. We kept giving her protein shakes, but you know, there's only so much you can do. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's wonderful. I was going to ask, so when you moved on to a geriatric, did that take a lot of more studying, or did you just have to get another not certification, but basically, or was it pretty much you just kind of moved to a different direction in your company?
Yeah. So, I mean, with my current job, I mean, I already was qualified for the job based on my years of experience, just my overall being certified as a dietitian, and going through the internship and my master's degree. I was pretty much qualified, had the skills for the job.
Why not go for it, right?
Yes.
Like, why not? I mean, of course, we're not ending the conversation, but where do you see yourself going with this? Do you ever want to do maybe a private practice someday? Not that we would tell, you know, but where do you see yourself going in the future?
Yeah, well, I think I would really like a more health and wellness based job, maybe corporate health and wellness, especially since I have the personal trainer certification and would like to pair kind of the fitness with the diet, making recommendations.
What would be tips that you would like to share with everyone? And you could expand on anything you want. It could be for everyone. It could be just simple.
Yeah. Well, I feel like sometimes when people are trying to like eat for either general health or weight management or even disease management, they kind of think it's like all or nothing, and they have to give up some of their favorite foods, or they have to completely cut out food groups. And I mean, for some specific, you know, people who might have maybe food allergies or sensitivities or like a very advanced chronic disease, that may be the case. But for the general public, I mean, I would say it's more about finding healthy replacements for some of your favorite foods, or even just moderation. A lot of people kind of don't really pay attention to portion sizes. Like, for example, if you go out to a restaurant, you order an entree, it's about 2 to 4 times the size of what a normal portion size is. So I think really paying attention more to portion sizes and enjoying a smaller portion of some of the foods you like on occasion is better than completely cutting out food groups or favorite foods. And I think the main goal should just be to have a balanced diet with a variety of foods from different food groups, but pay attention to portion sizes would be my job.
We definitely make them huge in the United States. That's also why I like to share, and like when you kind of share with me sometimes, I can't do all of it. And I just can't. I'm just so glad you said that, because it's all about portion. You don't have to get rid of like something. Indulge a little. It's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay. Live a little. So what other tips do you have? So you have the portion sizes, pay attention to that, and obviously don't deprive yourself, because that's not cool.
Yeah. Well, I would also say another thing is making sure you're hydrated, because drinking enough water is like really important. Sometimes people mistaken thirst for hunger, because when you're dehydrated, you can kind of start feeling like lightheaded, tired, lethargic, and you might like then feel like grabbing candy bar or snack when it's like really should grab some water and rehydrate. And water just helps get rid of toxins from your body. It helps mitigate inflammation. And it really helps with overall digestive health as well. So staying hydrated is very important. Another thing is sometimes people, instead of drinking water, they might be drinking sodas or, you know, coffee with a lot of cream and sugar during the day, when it's really like, instead of reaching for a sugary beverage, water really is the best choice.
Well, yeah, I love my water. I have to have water. And honestly, that's what they say, though, with health in general. They say, you know, your body actually has to have water more. I mean, of course, you have to have food, but they say what lasts the longest, if, say, you're being deprived of it, is water. You could die quicker if you don't have water.
Yeah.
Food, you could go on longer. Water,
exactly.
I don't know how people, I'm like in my brain, I'm like, no, you have to have water. Water, water, water. I take my water everywhere except when we go out. Mm-hmm. It's like my little, my baby. So that's great though to know that too, because I'm a big coffee drinker, but not with all that sugar in it. But I definitely see like people just reaching for coffee more or the soda, thinking they need that energy. But it's really actually the opposite. The energy is that you need to actually be hydrated because your body just needs that little booster from it. You can have your coffee too, but just make sure you hydrate, it sounds like. Plus your skin looks better that way too. So do you have tips for like, would you... I guess for vitamins, or would you say to talk to a dietitian more about that, or a doctor? Because,
yeah, so I mean, depending on, you know, if you have any underlying health conditions, you might want to speak to a dietitian or doctor for vitamins or supplements. But in general, I recommend most of my clients to just take a general multivitamin, because a lot of those have everything you need, and it doesn't even have to be. Sometimes, you know, there are like some specific ones that say like, oh, this is boosted like 2 times, but you really don't need that much, because whatever your body does not absorb,
flush it out, right?
It flushes out, and it can also be hard on your liver and kidneys.
Oh, really?
So it's also like, you know, the multivitamin, just take it once a day, like unless your doctor tells you to take it more often. Mm-hmm. Taking one general multivitamin once a day. And this can be an over-the-counter one. So the Nature Made brand is a popular one, but it could even be like CVS brand, Walgreens brand, something like that. Pretty much has like all the vitamins and minerals you would need. I'm also, just a big proponent of, you know, getting most of your vitamins and minerals through food, because it's actually more bioavailable and your body absorbs and uses it better from food versus all in like one big dose of a pill.
Well, that makes sense. I would have to say that makes a lot of sense. Yeah,
so that's why I recommend, you know, eating a variety of foods from different food groups. And especially when it comes to fruits and vegetables, eating a variety of fruits and vegetables and eat the rainbow, eat different colors of fruits and vegetables. Don't just get stuck up on eating, you know, just like the white potatoes and the corn. You know, really branch out and try peppers, tomatoes, greens, things like that.
How would you do that? How would you do that to mix it up? Because I know some people think, oh, it's boring, or how would you or not like boring to eat those types of vegetables, or how would you get it to not have it the same every week? Because some people think it's a meal plan. Do you do anything fun with yours?
Yeah, to make it more interesting? I would say, you know, just take a stroll down like a local farmer's market or even a grocery store aisle. You might see some interesting vegetables. I feel like some of the kind of underrated vegetables that are my favorites. I actually really like mushrooms, because there's a variety of different types of mushrooms. When you cook them, you know, you can pop them in the oven, you bake them, you can slice them thin and air fry them. There's a lot of different ways to prepare them. You can throw them on the grill, and they have kind of like a meaty taste too. So it tastes almost like, you know, it's a kind of a good plant-based alternative. Another one I feel like that has a similar like texture and flavor is eggplant. And I feel like that's something that people kind of think is more rubbery, but when you actually slice it thin and either throw it in the oven or air fryer, it actually kind of caramelizes around the ends. It's a really nice one that I like. So same goes, I feel like bell peppers, trying sweet potatoes instead of white potatoes. You know, it's really just kind of going to a farmer's market, grocery store, taking a walk down the aisle and just kind of pulling some things that might look interesting, you know.
Dimple, what would you like to tell people?
Kind of like we discussed, you know, diet and lifestyle is just kind of like an overall balance. You don't have to cut out some of your favorite foods or entire food groups. It's more about learning how to eat in moderation and also to have a healthy form of physical activity.
This seems like a great time to pause and tell everyone to subscribe so they will be notified of our next episode.
It isn't like you have anything else to do, right?
Exactly. Make sure to like us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn.
Stay healthy, everyone, and now back to our show.
I really love this episode, and it, not just because it's with my friend Dimple, but because she really informs us about what healthy eating is, and it's choosing the rainbow of all the vegetables and basically just you don't overdo it. Just don't overdo it. And being a dietitian is really interesting to even hear about because I didn't know, again, what I said before even the episode started, how many different types there were and how she got into it is just fascinating too with being running and just high school and being like, well, you know, there has to be something to do with keeping my body healthy and strong where you're not hurting it either, especially with working out, with everyday stuff too. So I really found it fascinating, and I'm not going to go on about it because honestly, she could tell you herself, and I will include her information in the episode notes. So we will be having some changes where I will not be putting out every week because I am one human. But I will be doing at least once to twice a month. And right now, it will be twice a month. And I'm really excited to see where this goes. So there will be some changes, the logo, and probably the music. But right now, I'm going to keep it because I love it. And it's just going to take a bit of time because I'm one person. And I'm really excited to share this journey with you all. And hopefully, this episode you liked. And I'm excited. And have a great weekend. Bye. What I'd Like to Tell People is an independent podcast recorded and edited by us, Rachel and
Hannah. Our theme song is written and recorded by Sean Price.
Please like us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube.
Make sure to subscribe to our show so you can receive the latest episode. Also, rate and review our episodes so we can receive more listeners.
Go to our website, www.whatidliketotellpeople.com. Find the link and more information in the episode notes.
Until next week.
And this was What I'd Like to Tell People.